Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's LATTICE.com/no regrets.
Being able to embark on an entrepreneurial journey means you also have to have enough faith and love in yourself to get out there and risk it, whether it works or it doesn't. It's your journey, like own the journey.
Hi, I'm Rosie Acosta. I'm a meditation teacher, speaker, and author of You Are Radically Loved, A Healing Journey to Self-Love. Look, I grew up in East Los Angeles during the 92 LA riots, and it set me on a troubled path. I didn't grow up with mentors in my life, so I turned to reading as many books as I possibly could to learn about the purpose of life. In my journey, I found that having these conversations gave me life, and I decided I wanted to create a place where I could share these conversations with my community. So come have a sit with me as we learn about, well, everything. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Radically Loved podcast. Today's a special treat because I'm like talking about treat. It's apropos that you're here. We're talking to Basima Mrue. Oh, I love the way your last name sounds. It's just so romantic. Basima, I'm so excited that you're here today to talk to us about all things radically loving life. So just a quick little background of how we connected, because yes. I think it's noteworthy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Back in the beginning of December, I got injured. My rib got dislocated in a skiing accident. No, it wasn't. It was at Pilates. I was doing this like weird twisting mermaid, I guess is the name of it. I'm doing air quotes, guys. If you're watching this video, you have to watch this on YouTube. I was doing this weird twisting thing and I just know better. I've been teaching yoga for 15 years. I've been practicing for 20 plus. And I went to school for, I did pre-med my first year of college. I know the anatomy of the human body very well. And I know when to not do something, but you know, I fall prey. This is something that I'm very mindful. Yeah, right? Yeah. This is something I'm very mindful as just a teacher whenever I would teach classes, public classes, that, you know, you always want to give people alternatives to doing certain things. And I know my body, I know myself well, and it didn't matter. Yes, I fell prey. I just did it. Everybody was doing it, so I wanted to do it too. And man, it took, in a couple of days, it just was getting worse and worse. And I felt it the minute it happened. So I was on this recovery road to recovery. And one of my friends was telling me, she's a certified nutritionist and she's like a physical therapist. And, you know, she's very into holistic health, as am I, obviously. But she said, you need to be drinking collagen. You need to be doing a lot of collagen. It's going to help. You know, she's like, you're not young anymore. And I'm like, thanks for bringing that up. That's awesome. And yes. And so I'm like, okay, that's really great. And a couple of days later, one of my friends slash like agent manager, she sent me a little care package because I was really going through it. I mean, I was like having spasms, you know, and she sent me this care package, and it was Beth. A little shout out to you, homegirl. She sent me this care package, and in there was some skin tea. And I was like, okay, this is, because I was telling her, you know, the collagen obviously like is good for healing. And man, I opened that hibiscus vanilla. I was like, what? And you know what's interesting? I normally don't drink things like this, especially collagen. I'm like, collagen, drinking. I mean, I've used the powder before, you know. Yeah. But I took one sip and I'm like, I'm getting in the hot tub. And so I got in the hot tub. And all I did was post it on Instagram. And then I tagged Skin Tea and then you liked it. And then I was like, who are these people? What is Skin Tea? And I went down the rabbit hole and I started stalking you. And then we connected and here you are.
Yeah, no, it's been so much fun getting to know you. And you know, you kind of, as a founder, you really care about every person that loves your product. And we take it so deeply personal. We have over 100,000 followers, but we care about everyone. And I remember seeing that post and going, oh, I want to reach out to her, because you seemed so like it really, your lifestyle and the way you were looking at it was exactly how I intended it. So it meant so much to me.
Yes. And I will say, I mean, I've subscribed to it. So now I get it, you know, and I love it. And I drink it now it's just part of like my supplement daily intake, because it's really the only way. The powder that I would take before, like I was trying to be really diligent about it, but it just, you know, for me,
it articulated what happened. Because so for me, I was working at Nike for 10 years. And in the past couple years, my health shut down. You're literally talking about what I experienced. I had to get back surgery. My surgeon's like, you should take collagen. I'm like, what's collagen? That was back in 2014 when people didn't really know about it. So I was doing powders, I was doing bone broth and pills. And I was so irritated with my options, because, well, on one hand, I was delighted because everyone thought I went and had work done and was at a spa. And I was like, no, I really had back surgery. And so that's when I noticed the power of the food that you consume and the impact it has on skin, hair, and nails. Yeah. And that's how I met my two co-founders, because I went and complained and I went to my naturopathic doctor, who's amazing, Dr. Bader. And I said, do you have something that tastes better? I love this collagen stuff, but I'm just so sick of the powders and I'm so sick of the pills, and I can't drink bone broth every single day. It's just not my thing. So that's literally how it all happened. And then we realized it wasn't just us who wanted it. It was so many people. So I love that.
Thank you. Tell us about that, because I wanted to have you on the show, because everybody that's here, our community, like, I always love sharing new finds, especially when it comes to health. And, you know, I've been on this health journey for many years now, and I just get really excited when I find something that actually works. And just so you guys know, this is not an ad. I keep saying this, you know, anytime I have a founder on, I'm like, this is not an ad. This is not like, this was an organic connection, and it's something that I actually am really excited about. And I also love supporting female founders, right? Like, this is the thing that we have to do. And I'm curious for you. Tell us a little bit more of your journey. You used to work at Nike. Like, you're a founder now. Like, when I said I went down the rabbit hole, I mean, I went and I read a lot of your story, and I was just, again, so excited to chat with you. But if you could share with our audience just a little bit of background.
Yeah, no, I mean, in terms of relating to your health journey, though, is I've had health problems since I was 16. I had major cortisol issues. I gained a ton of weight. I was so embarrassed. I broke out. So my teen years were very, very difficult. And you know, you hold on to that as an adult. And I loved your story about overeating and you know, you were a stressed out teen. I mean, this is stuff people need to talk about. I went through the same thing, and, you know, the yo-yo dieting and all those health issues. And then I had stage 4 endometriosis and back surgery. But there's a blessing in all of it. If you find that blessing, you really grow from it. And so for me, my whole life has been around this journey of wellness, similar to you. And it's what I stand for. So I went down the corporate career path, though, and I was doing IT, and then I did supply chain. Nike was one of the best companies I worked for. I worked there for 10 years, had a wonderful career in strategy and brand towards the end. But that is when my health shut down and I had this aha moment. it was kind of like a midlife health crisis where you start to question your life and go, I can work so hard, but if my health is shutting down, it doesn't matter how much money I make because I'm just going to spend that money on healthcare bills. And it was my aha moment to really wake up and go, why do I exist on this earth? And what kind of lifestyle do I want to have? And that's the thing. A lot of people think you can't be an entrepreneur and also be that way. But that's now the way we operate. My two co-founders and I is health comes first. And so the whole brand was started by women who had breakdowns. And I think we can all relate to that. So Dr. Bader was newly divorced. Elizabeth, her best friend, the chef, had a tragic story. She lost her daughter at 2. It was horrific. And so the three of us got together during this time of breakdown and then created this brand. And originally it was Dr. Bader giving me recipes that they had. She's like, hey, try this, you know, go source these herbs. These are great for your hormones and your mood. And I want you to add this herb and then this great collagen, and it's sourced from the best place. And I want you to make this recipe. And I remember looking at her going, can I just buy it from you? And she was like, no, we're, you know, we're a doctor and a chef. And yeah, it was just serendipitous. I ended up saying, well, I do, you know, I can help you create a business plan. That's what I used to do. And then we ended up creating it together going, let's do this. And it was super intuitive as women. It was, you know, not overly thought out. It's like, let's sign, we're going to do this together. And then we went off to save money and we launched it in January of 2019. But what we had created that was unique, to your point, was it's the first ever collagen sparkling tea. So no one's ever carbonated collagen. We were the first to do it in the market. And then we had some imitators, but we spent 2 years in R&D because, and imitators are the biggest form of flattery. So we love them, but no brands out there taste like ours because we spent 2 years. We were very intentional. And Elizabeth, the chef, and Amy were a great tension because one cared the most about the ingredients and the other cared the most about the taste. And I got to be the taster and we didn't want to compromise and we wanted it to be beautiful and very feminine. And it ended up really helping us because the packaging is a big reason people reach for it first. And then the taste is why they stay, the taste and the results. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I will stay for all of it just because now it's such a part of my daily ritual and routine. And I've noticed, I've been drinking it now for a couple months, 2 months, started middle of December, and we're right now, as we're recording this, beginning of February. And even from then to now, I know that it takes a little bit, you know, a couple weeks for collagen to start to, and I honestly don't even know like how it works. Like, I know that it takes a little while, but maybe you could just give us a little bit of background over like how long it takes before people start to notice a difference.
Yeah, no, absolutely. 2 weeks is actually accurate where people start to be like, am I making this up or do I feel a glow?
Yeah, yeah.
I comment a lot. I get a lot of like, you know, I've been drinking it for 2 weeks, but maybe it's all in my head. And I'm like, it's not in your head, because when I'm off of it for 2 weeks, I notice a difference. But it is about ritual and consistency. So the biggest thing to know is like, we're huge believers in a little bit every day serves you better than a lot every once in a while. And so what's great about it is collagen is a real food. In ancient times, it sounds gross, but they would boil the entire chicken and you'd get it from the bones. And so we created a more modern, refreshing way to drink it and consume it with all the herbs that we dreamed of that would help you with your emotional support. So for example, hawthorn berry was used in ancient times to heal a broken heart. And in modern medicine, it's used for anxiety. And a lot of people would be like, oh my God, this drink just makes me happy and it calms me down. And that's really intentional. The collagen itself, the studies we base it on show that between 6 to 12 weeks of consuming between 1500 to 5,000 milligrams a day, you will get objective results in your skin elasticity. We've noticed that it's usually 2 to 3 weeks that you start to notice, but you start at the most at around 6 to 12. So for me, it's just kind of like eating my vegetables or my protein every day. It's just a part of my self-care and it's my skincare. So, you know, for me, it's funny because I went through so much as a kid with hormone problems and I still have hormone issues, but it's much more under control. And for me, you know, I hated covering things up. Like I don't enjoy that. And I just wanted to feel comfortable. So I always joke that like skin tea is my foundation in quotes, because I want that to be just so that I can, and then makeup is my expression. I want to wear mascara and I love lipstick, but I want to wear that to express myself versus to cover things up. So I see it more as my, it's kind of a mix between my health and wellness from the inside out, but also my cosmetics.
Yeah, no, that's a great way of looking at it. How many can I drink a day is really the important question.
You know, the great thing is there's a lot of supplements out there in America, more is more, where they load you with 10, 15, 20 grams of collagen in one sitting. And, you know, above 10 grams, some people, not a lot of people, can have some stomach issues from it. So it'll never, it's not toxic. It won't hurt you. But we have ours so that you can easily drink 3 to 4 before that would ever start, because it has the 3 grams, which is actually a very commonly studied dosage. So a lot of people will tell me, like, I just can't stand drinking water. So they'll just drink skin tea, which cracks me up. But you can definitely have several a day. And that's what I do every day. Yep.
Yeah. So I have another question now with regard. See, I'm going to go all over the map here because there are so many different things I want to talk to you about. I want to know a little bit more about making the decision to basically start your own business. I know this is podcast, we talk a lot about mindfulness and spirituality and, you know, all these different topics. But I also really love, as a entrepreneur, I always really enjoy hearing those stories. Like when I decided I wanted to quit my job to teach yoga and start this platform and to become a writer, it was really difficult for me. I was really scared, right? Because it was during 2008 when the housing market crashed, and it was like the worst possible time to become self-employed, and I did it. And so I always love hearing people's stories from, okay, because, you know, you become, I mean, go ahead, just yeah, tell us.
I resonate so much with what you're saying. It's actually one of the most common questions I get asked. How did you leave Nike? How did you leave?
Yeah.
So I was really privileged to work at great companies. So before Nike, I worked at 4 or 5 different companies. And then Nike, so I was a true corporate person. And then, but I always had the entrepreneurial bug inside me. I was always kind of in that zone. I knew that. So I feel like I wasn't really fulfilling my inner potential, right? But the biggest thing for me is leaving financial security and taking a risk and putting something out there, which means you could fail, you could get embarrassed, people could make fun of you for leaving a company that big, that amazing, and taking a chance like this. It's the best thing I ever did. And it's, when you say spiritual, that's what this journey has been. Look, I want nothing more than the success, for sure. I mean, anybody who says they don't, you kind of question that. People want that. But what I have learned the hard way, and now it's so inside of me, is it's the journey. And I used to roll my eyes at people that would say that. And now I say it, but the journey is so spiritual. It's so emotional. It's so physical. And those are the things that this entrepreneurial journey for me has been the biggest gift, because it stretched me across all three of those areas. And it's really made me also get very clear about my values. Is it money first? Is it health first? Is it creation? You know, what does it mean for you? And so for me, I was scared when I left Nike. I left and then I had this back surgery, and I'm kind of going, what's next? And there was such an intuition with Amy and Elizabeth and I, but what's funny is ignorance is also bliss. I had no idea how difficult the beverage industry is. 97% fail. Only 3%.
Oh, what?
It's brutal. The beverage industry has super tight margins. Like in your right mind, you know, you would kind of go, am I ready to get into this? It's capital intensive. It's not a super high margin business in the beginning. So you have to kind of get ready for like some serious fundraising. You have to, you know, it's not a joke. And we didn't realize we chose one of the hardest industries. We laugh because on Shark Tank, every time I watch Shark Tank, one of the sharks is like, this is a monster of an industry. This is the hardest industry. And we're 3 looking at it going, okay, but we're in it and we love it. And it's our heart and our dream to serve and to be able to offer something to the world that we feel women and men need. And it's really that self-care and self-love in a can that we wanted for ourselves, and we wanted to be able to give it to others and create that platform. So it's 0 regrets. I just think that when people ask me, what's it like, and the risks are financial security. The risks definitely are around kind of prioritization of time, but I sleep 8 hours a night. People don't believe it. I take a hot bath almost every single night. And I run a beverage company, you know, and it's no joke, but what I never compromise anymore is my self-care. And I love when you called it radical, you know, radical love and self-care. Yeah. I think that resonates with us. And that's why hawthorn berry is in there. It's the herb of self-love. And it, as woo-woo as it may sound to some people, it's...
Oh, this is woo. We love woo.
I love woo. I believe that's where it all starts. And being able to embark on an entrepreneurial journey means you also have to have enough faith and love in yourself to get out there and risk it, whether it works or it doesn't. It's your journey. Like, own the journey. And so I have 0 regrets, and I can't imagine doing anything else. So...
You probably know that the human body is mostly water. What you probably don't know is that everything else in your body is 50% amino acids. These building blocks of life are essential for health and fitness. No matter how you like to move or whatever you like to do to stay fit, amino acids are essential. This is why Kion Aminos is my favorite fundamental supplement for fitness. I drink them every day for energy. I drink them before my run, sometimes after my run for recovery. Kion Aminos is backed by over 20 years of clinical research. It has the highest quality ingredients, no fillers or junk, and it undergoes rigorous quality testing, which is really important when you're trying to build a supplement that works. It tastes really delicious and it has all natural flavors. So if you want to naturally boost your energy, build lean muscle, or enhance athletic recovery, you need to get Kion Aminos. And right now, all of our Radically Loved listeners can save 20% on monthly deliveries and 10% off on a one-time purchase. Just go to getkion.com/radicallyloved. That's getkion.com/radicallyloved. So you too can get your fundamental supplement for fitness, Kion Aminos. For some reason, every time I travel, my gut health seems to suffer. And now that I've been on the book tour, I've been traveling a lot. I was just in Miami. I was just in Portland. I'm on my way to San Francisco. And it has really wreaked havoc on my stomach. You've heard the experts I've had on the show. Gut health is so important. It relates to our energy, our immune system. And I'm not really into taking tons of different pills and vitamins. So what do? I use Athletic Greens. I put it in my smoothie. I take my travel packs everywhere I go just to continue to help optimize my immune system. With Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, aging, all of the things. Why wouldn't I incorporate this into my daily ritual? It's also a lot less expensive than getting all of the different supplements. So you're investing in an all-in-one nutritional insurance, which for me is super easy and well worth it. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything while still tasting good. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/loved. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/loved to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. athleticgreens.com/loved. Ore is a fine jewelry brand founded by women for women. Pieces range from classic to statement to completely original. Ore makes the jewelry you've always wanted but could never find. Let's talk about what's really good about this brand. All Ore pieces come with a lifetime warranty because they know it lasts. Ore sells direct to you without the middleman markup, so they can offer the same quality as traditional Fifth Avenue brands at a fraction of the cost. Ore was started by two friends during brunch when one of them got a green finger from an overpriced ring, something that I've actually had happen to me. I remember wearing one of my mom's rings one time and I just loved it so much that I never took it off. I'd wash my hands, I'd sweat in it, and then one day I took it off and I had this insane green band around my finger. Anyway, they founded this company in order to shake the jewelry market up by offering modern women beautiful designs, amazing quality at affordable prices, and ethically sourced pieces that they can wear every day. By the way, now you can actually buy your Ore jewelry with Klarna. So besides transparent pricing, Ore is now teamed up with Klarna to make their items more accessible to everyone. Basically, using Klarna, you can shop now and pay over time. Just one more flexible way to get what you want from Ore. And in honor of International Women's Day, Ore is holding an all-humankind sale. This event is running from March 8th through the 13th. So all new and existing customers of Ore get 20% off site-wide with no minimum spend.
So for all of the Radically Loved listeners, you can get an exclusive extended access to this specific sale. Shop the sale early and throughout the whole month of March. For every purchase made during the All Humankind sale event, Ori is donating 10% of the proceeds to the American Civil Liberties Union to support the fight for gender equity and equality. Also, for those of you out there looking for engagement rings, be sure to check out the Ori selection of engagement jewelry. I just helped one of my friends choose the diamond engagement ring he's going to give to one of my besties, and I can't wait to see her reaction. It has been a long time coming, and he definitely made the right choice by going to Ori. So head over for your opportunity to experience the special extended access to the All Humankind sale. Go to www.orinewyork.com/loved. That's www.orinewyork.com/loved, and you'll get 20% off site-wide with no minimum spend for new and returning customers.
So many people contact us about doing topics with, especially right now in the last 2 years, people have had to really pivot their entire lives and take more chances, take more risk, because I think having this time away from work, I'm doing air quotes, you know, people's offices got shut down. It allowed people to do more self-inquiry and ask themselves, what is important to me? What do I want to be spending my time doing? Do I really love my job? Or am I ready to now do something for myself? So a lot of the questions we get from listeners is about this. When do I know to take that leap? How could I get more into the frequency of jump and the net will appear instead of living in a fear-based place? And I think that it's going to be different for everybody, right? I mean, some people, I'm never the person to say, even though I did it, right? I quit my job and I did it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, so I have a hard time saying that that's for everybody, because for some people, that's not the way. It is a bear of an emotional roller coaster that you have to go through because you don't have that security. So what was it like for you in the beginning? Did you know that you were going to reach out to investors to help you? Like, did that give you more security? I'm just curious.
I was just so ignorant.
I love that that's like the, but that's such an important thing to say, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just to comment on, is it for everybody? I don't think it's for everybody. And I agree with you. What I do think is people should take the leap around what their heart is, but everyone has a different situation. I actually don't have children. So for me to risk financial security really would affect me and my family that I'm very close to, but it wouldn't affect, for example, children maybe that have to put food on the table. So it's not fair. And I feel like the people that do have families and do that with a plan, right? And they're able to do it. And it's like so much power to you. And I think the hardest job in the world is being a parent. So I feel like that's why I can do it. I think there was always have been the entrepreneurial bug. I would have always ended up in the entrepreneurship space, but the timing of when you would jump ship and do it probably would have been based on having some security. And I did have just enough security in the bank where I didn't work for 2.5 years. I had earned no salary. I was just working, and my business partners and I didn't earn salaries for 2.5 years at least. Yeah. So we were just, you know, doing what we could with our savings. I rented a tiny little studio in the heart of LA, and everyone was like, what? You know, like you were the big corporate girl and with a nicer place. And now you're in this little studio that had literally had, actually, that's one of my old shelving units, but it had a bunch of shelving units with product. And I just lived that way with, you know, a bed and a little desk, and that was it. No couch, nothing. So I really sacrificed my quality of life for this. It's a sacrifice that you have to make. For me, it was worth it. And it also really, it's really bizarre when you do less, when you live with less financially, there's a freedom in that. It's almost like we are all after making money, and I am as well. I love making money. I love giving back. But there's such an interesting freedom when you're like, oh, wow, I could live on half of what I was living on before. There's just a sort of empowerment to that. And you start to go, oh, the percentage of my money is all going towards organic food and really bougie stuff that people would be like, are you serious? Which is so typical of LA. Everyone's Airline, you know, the most expensive. And then they're
totally
they're not. And then they're living in a small. But I get it. It's because you choose where you want to prioritize your time.
Yeah. Right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I agree with you. It's so interesting when you think back and you can really look, I mean, I grew up in, you know, housing projects. Like we had, I know what it's like to not have any.
Yes.
Anything, you know, like immigrant parents, like there was 10 people in our apartment. Like, I know what it's like to have to live on a shoestring budget. And I've gone through it as an entrepreneur as well, you know, with Tori and I. Tori's my partner. He's also an entrepreneur. And so both of us know what it's like to have to tighten the belt a little bit and reprioritize. But it's interesting how, you know, when you realize how much less you can actually survive on, it's such a great practice, because I feel like at that point, when you do accumulate a certain level of financial success, you start to make different choices, hopefully, or, you know, you just start to prioritize things differently. And I think there's so many beautiful lessons in that. And I really do love what you're saying with regard to where you put your energy and how this helped shape you as a person, I'd imagine. We don't have children either. And so I think that there definitely is a little bit more freedom when it comes to taking chances. You know, I have a lot of friends that have kids and want to take certain risks, and it does absolutely change the game. So I definitely want to shout out to those people out there who are doing all of the things. It's very difficult, you know, I can't imagine, even for as an entrepreneur, like I think about it, if I had a children or a child, how hard it, if I'm, you know, as an entrepreneur, when it rains, like, you know, or what it is pours. When it rains, it pours. When you're making money, it's amazing. It's feast or famine, right? Like,
yes,
you can have an incredible month, one month, and everything is just like, wow, this is incredible and insane and amazing. And then the next month can be completely like crickets, and it can be scary. But as a single person, you know, or, you know, Tori and I together, we can sort of manage and navigate those tides. But I can't imagine having kids and having that worry. You know, I think that would absolutely change my decision-making a little bit. And so,
and I have tons of friends who have children and have been super entrepreneurial in their lives and have done it a certain way. And maybe they had, you know, financial stability before they had the children, or during, they figured out a way with their partners. So it's really incredible. I think though, even if you had a ton of money and you go off on the entrepreneurial journey, it's still not for everyone. Like I was talking,
right.
You know, it's this, the emotional side of it and the grit that you need to have. You know, you have to choose if you're ready for that emotional roller coaster. And I always joke with my two business partners and I, we say there's two emotions. You're either in the fetal position, bawling your eyes out, literally in bed going, oh my God. Or you're like pinching yourself and you're like, I can't believe this just happened to us. We're on top of the world. We're like, and it's those two emotions only. And I rarely have a mediocre emotion. It's always those two. But I live for them. That's, you know, my personality a little bit. And I live for that. And I don't know if 10 years from now, it'll be the same, but I feel like kind of, again, it's that journey you put yourself through to grow, and then you figure out where you land after.
Yeah. That's so like words to live by. How do you take care? I mean, you mentioned that sleep is really important to you, but as a female entrepreneur, how do you take care of yourself and how do you spend your time and how do you really keep the balance on the day to day?
It's a great question. You know, just to talk to you about sleep for one sec, years ago, I was working so hard and getting my MBA, and I woke up one day and started giving everybody my phone number from, this is embarrassing to say, but giving everybody my phone number from like 4 years ago instead of the current one. And everyone's like, we're trying to call you and it's disconnected. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. This is my number. And I was sleep deprived. And I realized how, like, that moment jarred me about how important sleep is. It's the only time you heal. It's the only time you rejuvenate. So for me, that 8 hours is so crucial in everything that you do. So I have a ritual before I sleep that I love. And it's usually And my partner, Mitch, he's incredible. He's played a big role in that. But like, for me, being able to take a hot bath, being able to read before bed and taking certain supplements and making sure I'm going to have that 8 hours is kind of my biggest self-care part of it. And then the morning ritual is really important, which is even if it's just 20 minutes to 30 minutes of some form of exercise. And I've learned from my body, hardcore isn't the way I want to go. I used to be like, I got to be like, you know, a certain way. And I ran marathons. Then I was like, yeah, I'm not being authentic. I hate running, but I felt like I was not authentic back then. And I wanted to be that person who could say I ran marathons, and now I could care less. I think what's so important, self-care is about what you want. It's your self-care. It's not about measuring against other people. So I do lazy workouts. I do, like, I focus more on posture. There's this thing I bought called Body Align. I focus a lot on my posture. I focus a lot on the whole body vibration, and I'll bike a little bit and walk. And then I think weights are really important. So I incorporate some of that, but I don't do a ton. I do less and a little bit. And that was one thing I learned is as an entrepreneur, you just got to try to do small micro habits. When I try to do the big shebang, like I'm going to work out 45 minutes, 6 days a week, and it didn't work. And I also just felt so shitty about myself. So I just believe in micro workouts. I believe in micro self-care because I can't afford the week-long vacations right now to go do self-care. Right. I put it all into my company. So I believe in this idea of radical self-love and radical self-care. And I think it's all about incorporating it throughout your day. And I would probably say gratitude's probably one of my biggest tools. I'm not the typical, I don't write it every single day. I'm not as regimented, but I embody it. And I know I do because it's such a part of my conversation and my being. I have such gratitude when things go right. And when things go wrong, it's really hard, but I have gratitude because I come from breakdown. You know, I come from, you know, when things have broken down is when I've had a breakthrough, and it's almost becomes a muscle. So you remember that I've been here before. It sucks right this minute, but when I have perspective and when this shall pass, I know that I'm going to really have great perspective. And it's happened over and over enough in my life. Just a little while ago, you know, we had supply chain issues. I was so worried. I was like, oh my God. I remember when COVID hit and people halted their investments, we were getting ready to shut down. And then the whole team stood by us and stayed for free. And then we got back on our feet. So we've been through a lot of breakdowns, and it's what's consistently led to really loyal people and breaking through and making you stronger every time. So that's a piece that I believe that's self-care as well.
Yeah, that's, God, I love that you say that because I'm a fan of nourishing self-nourishment in the most compassionate and sustainable way. It is so much more sustainable when you create those small habits that you can do without the pressure that sometimes we as women put on ourselves to perform or to be in this sort of like male dominated, go, 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 push yourself industry. And wow, the fact that you've been able to go through that hard, difficult time and come out the other end more grateful, more successful, more grounded, and still on your resolve is absolutely inspiring. And it's one of the reasons why after reading your story and your background that I was really excited to talk to you on the show. So thank you again for being here.
Thank you. Likewise, I felt the exact same way about you. And thank you for sharing your story. Like, not a lot of people share their backgrounds and put it all out there. So thank you.
I want to be respectful of your time. So where can people go to connect with you and to get their skin tea?
Aw, thank you. Well, we're in 2,500 stores nationwide. You can definitely find us at all the Sprouts locations. We're on Amazon, on DTC, with Thrive Market. But definitely check our website. It has everything. And with me, DM me on Instagram is probably the best way. I look forward to hearing from people.
So we'll add those links in the show notes. So if you're listening to this, wherever you get your podcasts, the show notes, just hit the info button and those links will be there. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can get the links below. So before I let you go, I have one final question. We ask all of our guests this question, and I feel like you've been answering it really this entire time. The question is with regard to why we started this podcast. We believe that we are radically loved by God, source, higher power of whatever your understanding is, that the universe works for us and not against us. So The question to you is, how do you feel radically loved?
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. That's an amazing question. I just feel radically loved when I feel like when I'm at peace with myself. That's when I feel radically loved. You can get it from, I get it from family. I get it from my partner. I get it from all these people, but it's when I treat myself the way I'd want to treat others. I think that's when I feel radically loved, and it gets me through everything. So I think that that's so important that you have that self-love and self-care, because it starts with you.
Yeah.
I really compare it to the oxygen mask on the plane. Put it on yourself first. Yep.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that so much. Basima, thank you so, so much for being here. We're so grateful. Everybody, if you're watching this or listening to this podcast, and if you found value in it, please share it with your friends. Don't forget to tag us at Rosie Acosta. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for being here. Don't forget that you are radically loved. Thank you so much for listening to the Radically Loved podcast. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie, on Instagram at Rosie Acosta, and Twitter at Rosie Acosta. By the way, this is original music by DJ Taz Rashid. You can follow DJ Taz on Spotify and check out the best music for yoga and meditation. This has been a Mod Pod Studio production. Check them out at www.modpodstudio.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.